I want it to be about the guys, and I think, you know, some people, I might rub some people wrong sometimes because, like, if they ask me to do stuff or get an interview, I'd rather have the kids go do it, like, on a TV station or whatever, and they're like, why doesn't Coach Graves? Well, I'd rather have the kids go do it, like,
right.
and get all the credit. Like, I put out on a post, because I had some really nice comments online this week, and I put out on there, and I truly meant it, that, listen, man, I'm the least important part of this whole cog. Like, I really feel that way. Like, I've got a great group of coaches I've been with the whole time, and that they know exactly what we want in this system for offense, for defense, and just, you know, we work really well together, and we've had a good run of kids here. Let's not, you know, make any bones about that. I think I said it, you know, last week when somebody congratulated me, I think it was View of the West on there, like, heck, I feel like if you had a better coach here, like I look at somebody like my dad, and who's the, you know, the best coach I've ever been around or heard talk about football, whatever, I think he probably wins 3 or 4 state titles with the groups I've had, and we haven't got it done. But you know, so I feel like I'm definitely the least important part of that. You got to have a great community support to have a good program. You know, there's just a lot of time and effort and money from people you ask for, and you know, from your coaches, from your kids. It has to start in the off season with your kids lifting, and in the summer. You just can't show up and play in August anymore. And you know, the kids buy into that. And so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And I sure appreciate everybody's nice, you know, stuff they're saying and congratulations. But, man, I don't like the praise for that, because there's a lot more moving pieces than my name out there. And they deserve a lot of the credit.